We're in week 7 of a series set apart for a purpose, based on St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Last Sunday's theme was set apart for new life, and today's theme is set apart for wisdom. So our reading today comes from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm so excited. So many good recommendations.
I don't think that Facebook and Instagram are paragons of truth.
So, what did your friends on Facebook say?
Oh, good food, great service, nice atmosphere, like you're one of the family.
As long as it's not my mother-in-law.
You are this close.
Yeah, sorry.
Good morning. How are we today?
Very excited. Ready to try something new.
My sciatica's playing up a little bit, but...
Okay. So, seating for three?
No, yes.
Seating for six. All right. Six. Follow me. Can I get you anything to drink?
Oh. Yeah, I'll take a Cooper's Pale Ale, please.
New cafe.
Han Light, please.
How about a coffee? And you, miss?
Me?
Oh, hot chocolate.
All right. I'll be back to take your orders in a minute, so just take a moment to look at the menus. They're a little different to what you'll be used to.
I can see that.
Can't wait.
Ooh, this looks great. See, here for appetizers, I think we should get an order of early morning gardening.
What? This doesn't even make sense.
Well, didn't I tell you about this cafe? They don't necessarily serve food, but courses of life. So things that we can fill up on, gorge, binge, if we want to.
Check it out, Mom. 10 consecutive hours of Netflix. How awesome is that? Can I get that?
How about we get an order of Sunshine Fest?
What? Are you joking?
Steve, we've talked about this. We need a reset on life. Now that we've started attending that church up the road, they've been telling us changes are needed.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Exactly. It says here, an hour of gardening, thank you, every morning for the week, seasoned with prayer.
Oh, Mom, I'm prayer intolerant. How could you, like, forget that?
Yeah, me too. The weird part about this menu is it looks like every single option has prayer involved. I wonder if we can get the chef to go prayer light on these things. Garcon! Garcon!
Dad, it's pronounced garçon.
I don't speak Russian. Hey!
Yes?
We're reading this menu here, and you've got the chef's got this prayer stuff spread all over the meal. Is there any way we'd get a bowl of that on the side?
On the side?
Yeah. You got to be ready for this kind of prayer thing. You know, ramp yourself up. You know, when you go to sleep at night, and maybe when you eat your meals.
Oh, so you're going to pray before your meal now?
let's not go overboard here. I mean, we don't want to. These people to feel uncomfortable.
These people or these people?
No, we're fine. We're fine praying out loud. I was just only thinking of the others.
Yep. Okay.
I'm like that. I'm not selfish at all.
Okay, just talk to the chef.
So you'll talk to the chef?
I'll see what I can do.
Bowl a prayer on the side, that'd be fine.
Oh, hey, look at this. They've got a nice small serving of religion.
Ooh.
I think I'll get that. I mean, I don't want to get filled up before the best part.
Good idea. Church is best served for 1 hour on Sundays. Wouldn't you agree?
What is this? Look at this. Here's a serving of relationships filled with speaking to each other in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making music with your heart to the... What does that even mean? That's half-baked, if you ask me. Can you imagine if we actually did that? I mean, I can only imagine what it would be like to be in the cafe with my daughter and my wife.
Oh, Dad. You're a good, good father.
Yes,
it's who
I am.
You are. It's who you
okay,
are.
Okay, that's
it's
enough.
It's who you are.
We'll just get that one. Let's get that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we'll just fun. Leave the singing to Sundays. What about the main course? It looks like they've got four different options with the same ingredients, just called different things. Thanks burger, gratitude soup, gracious salad, and appreciation casserole.
Ugh, what's that about?
Maybe you should ask the waiter.
Waitress, you ask her. I don't think she likes me.
Fine. Excuse me, waitress.
Yes, how can I help you?
We're a little stuck on the entrees. Do you think you could, tell us what the ingredients are?
Sure. So, each is made with love and kindness, openness for seeing God's goodness, in the world a dash of humor baked in the oven of perspective for as long as each person needs it.
Ugh.
Okay. But why are they all made of the same thing?
Because thankfulness is what brings about joy. Joie de vivre.
She's a wacko. What does that even mean? Joy de vivre, is that mafia guy?
Oh, here we go. Not that those other four options don't sound great, but on the flip side, I think we'll like this one best.
Oh, now we're talking. Excellent.
Yeah, an entertainment sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
It comes with unlimited Wi-Fi and countless hours online. Mom, you're right. I love this place.
And sport! Test cricket! Now we're talking!
Okay, you know what happens to your health when you sit for a long time. Maybe you could get half cricket, half gym membership. That'd be better for you.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. That's four nights a week for me at least. And it's test cricket. That could take forever.
Well, I've got a selection of hobbies to choose from. I think I'll try pottery.
All right, have you decided on anything yet?
Yes.
Yes.
I am getting the supersized entertainment burger with a side of Wi-Fi. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to have test cricket. I'm having 2020 cricket and a sampler of gym membership.
And I'm going to do the pottery.
Are you sure there wasn't something from the other side of the menu, or maybe a less selfish option, like volunteering or something?
No,
that sounds terrible.
This will be good for us.
Okay, if that's what you want.
Do you have anything else to drink besides... anything to quench my thirst?
We've got the best water in the world, water of life.
Does that come in spiritual light? I don't want to put on any weight.
It's water. It's Jesus. You'll never be thirsty
again.
Yeah,
but I really don't mind being thirsty.
Okay, anything for dessert?
Ooh. I know we promised to be good. That's why we've been going to church. So maybe we should get a Bible study, but at our house, and half an hour a week?
Yeah, that's probably enough.
I mean, yeah, but can't we split that? I'm going to be full of my burger.
Okay, so what I've got here is prayer, light gardening, a full order of entertainment, sport and hobbies.
Oh, gym membership.
And my Wi-Fi.
Thank you. And an order of Bible study split three ways. Did I get that correct?
Yeah, the smallest section for me, please.
Yeah, that sounds right. That's the life we've ordered. The one that suits us.
That sounds really good. I'm excited about that.
All right. So, at this cafe, we make our own meals. So, whenever you're ready to get started, I'll take you back to the kitchen.
What?
Wait a minute. Let's reverse that a second. Did you say we cook our own meals?
Yes.
We didn't come here to work. We came here to be fed. To be served, not to serve, okay? So
that's what we're paying for.
That's what we pay you for, so...
What kind of
cafe is this? I'm sorry, sir, but those are the house rules.
Those rules stink.
Do you know how long it takes to set up a Netflix account?
Yes.
It's like 6 hours or something. Anyway, what about Telstra? Calling them for Wi-Fi? Forget about it.
And Steve's sport. That will take up a lot of time. I mean, when will we have time for relationships?
And the deep questions. I'm all about deep questions.
Well, and when will we have time for God?
That is the true question, isn't it? Is the true meaning of life, you know, connecting with other people or feeding your comfort?
Mm. Is that a choice?
Do we have to stay here? Can we go? Well,
I think she's judging us.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But this place had such good recommendations.
You just take care of the bill.
We'll be in the car, Mom.
Maybe if we shared the grateful soup. I'm so sorry.
You're not the first people to leave. It's hard to read what God wants for our lives. Even harder to put it into practice.
Yeah, but you were going to make us make our own meals.
And amazingly, you would have found the greatest joy in the world. We have the best chef in the universe who teaches us how to make the best meals for our lives.
Well, maybe next time?
Or maybe the chef will come looking for you.
Okay. Bye.
God's peace to you.